How to be happy at work is the headline. How to be happy at work. We all struggle to maintain happiness at the workplace.
And it's so important for your life, isn't it? Like, if you're not happy at work, it definitely affects so many parts of your life,
huge
right?
Part of your life, right? You spend more time at your work than you do at home. You talk to people at work more than you talk to your family.
It's true.
It's pretty crazy, right? Are you happy at your workplace? That's what it is, and how to be happy. I'm going to run through some points now. This study came out. Not really a study, I guess, just sort of a list. A list of analyze, you know, how to be happy at your workplace. Now, number one on that list is a big one. You should like your boss, or at very least respect him or her.
That is so important.
I think that is huge.
Because the leadership that you have in your workplace determines the vibe of the place, right? The
vibe is so important.
Like, if you don't respect your boss,
yeah,
and when you go to work every day, you're like, what am I doing here?
I've worked in many places where no one's really respected the boss or liked them.
And it's just not it's a toxic, and it turns toxic really fast, doesn't
it? Yeah, just like you want to avoid. You know what I mean?
That's not good.
If you respect your boss, you'll do whatever they say, but you'll be happy to do it because you respect them. So that's a big one. How to be happy at your workplace. You should like your boss. Number two is you should also like and respect your coworkers.
Obviously, yeah. Goes without saying, right?
Listen, I'm cool with this one. I don't believe you have to like every single one of them. I feel like you're always going to find someone within a workplace that you just don't jive with.
You just don't roll with. But you could still respect them.
Did I just say jive?
Yeah.
When I was young and I was
jiving, Lil.
Jiving.
You can still respect them, but you don't have to get along like best friends.
Yeah, but you respect them.
You have a mutual respect for
100%.
Everyone.
100%. But there's always that one that you just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should try to avoid confrontations with your bosses and your colleagues. If there's an issue that needs to be sort of addressed, there's always a diplomatic forum for it to be resolved in. What are you laughing at?
You know why I'm laughing.
You laughing at me?
Yes.
What? I don't have arguments, do I? Try to avoid confrontations?
I love a good confrontation.
With anyone.
Yeah.
He loves it.
As I walk out, they know what I'm doing. They're like, pretty. He's going, Chris, don't go. I'm like, nah, I'm going. I'm going to say what I want to say.
And I have to follow and just make sure everything's
okay. Because if I don't get it out, what happens is I go home. And it sits with me all day until the next day. So, like, if it's like when I have an argument with my girl, like, I just want to get it out, resolve it, move on. You know, let's argue, let's get it out, and then we move on. If it just remains silent, I feel like all that sort of stuff sort of sits in you. So I want to get it out.
That's a good way to do it, though. Apparently,
what's that?
Like, let it out. You know,
let it out.
Instead of keeping it all in, and then
how to be happy at work. The list continues. Avoid chit-chat beyond what's necessary to be social. Save gossip for breaks or for lunch.
Excuse me, I come to work so that I could talk to everybody.
Just know what's everyone's going on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Restrict your personal business to your personal time. If you have no exciting personal interests, you need to become more active and get a life.
There it is.
That was number five. Get a life, basically.
A life.
Number nine's very important, isn't it?
Get enough sleep to recharge your system so you can work at your highest capacity and feel your best. This list is sort of right, but at the same time, like,
it's unachievable.
Yeah, some of it's really hard.
One day of the week, I would say that we all get a decent night's sleep, right?
Yeah.
One day in the working week.
Here's the last one. Count your blessings. And blessing number one is that you have a job. You know what? Which is true.
That is very true. Be grateful for the position you are in.
Yeah, and I think sometimes when you're in a position, I've been in many organizations where, you know, you're working and the next day a couple of people have been fired due to what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you sort of have that reset for a moment where you're like, all right, I'm going to stop sweating that small stuff and just be grateful that I've got a job.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So depending on what the market's like or where you're living around the world, you sometimes got to be like, you know what? I'm happy that I get to come in and just do my thing and have a job, you know?
Exactly.
So there it is. How to be happy at work. All right, let's go around the table. Rossi, are you happy at your job?
Love it. Love it so much.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you're lying?
Me. I love it here.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're still here.
So am I.
Yeah.
No, I love it here. It's great. I love entertaining the nation. Love our listeners listening to us. It's amazing. I'm just a chilled out entertainer, yeah?
Whatever. Whatever.
Sorry, that was very David Brent of me.
Yeah, no one knows who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Who's that? Is that your uncle?
No, it's, you know, The Office TV program.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name in America? Michael, yeah.
Carol, oh, Chris Carroll,
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Chris Carroll. Anyone know him?
Yeah.
No. All right, well, there it is. I hope we're all happy. Pretty, are you happy?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Of course. Chris, are you happy?
No.
Okay.